Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. A couple of things I want to talk to you about this hour. It's just you and me for a couple of segments. And I want to talk about, in the next segment, I've got something different I want to talk about. But right now, I want to talk about the idea of what I consider to be the silver bullet for your success in the 21st century. And I've talked about it before. It's been a while now since you and I've talked about this directly. But I want to go over it with you again and talk to you again about it and remind you about it, because it's something that you need to be reminded about. I need to be reminded about. And it's the idea of communities, ladies and gentlemen. The silver bullet for your success in the future, in the marketplace, in the 21st century, as we move into what I'm calling the age of the customer, the silver bullet is this: building communities with your customers and making sure that you connect with those communities in a number of different ways, as much as you can face-to-face, but also online. And this is one of the most important parts about this. If you're a small business owner in America, or anywhere really, if you're a small business owner, you're really, really good at meeting people face-to-face. You're really good at building communities a lot better than you probably realize, a lot better than you think. You're pretty good at building communities. You probably don't even realize you're doing it, because all you're thinking is you're just taking care of customers. You're just serving customers, right? Well, that's exactly what you're doing. But I want you to start thinking about your customers as members of communities. And I'm using the word communities in plural, because you've got different communities inside of your business. You got people who like one kind of product that you sell, and you got people who like another kind of product, and they don't necessarily want the other one. One doesn't want the other one. They like what they have. They use what they use, and you sell one thing and another group another thing. Those are individual communities. Now, they're all part of the larger community of the people you serve in your business. But they also are broken down into smaller communities. And I really want to get you to thinking this way. I would like to get all of us to do more thinking about communities and separating the people you serve into these categories, into these groups, so you can serve each one of them in a little more customized way. And see, this is the silver bullet part, ladies and gentlemen. This is something that you can do if you'll try a little bit, if you'll think about it, if you'll apply the training to your people. You can now set up the technology to help you serve, to help you accomplish what I'm talking about. And you can do this. This is what people are going to be demanding in the future more and more. What customers, it's all part of what I'm calling the age of the customer. This is the evolutionary process of the marketplace. It's moving in this direction, and people the customers are not going to walk up to you and say, all right, I want to be in this community. I'm in this community. They're not going to really think about it like that. All they're going to think about is what they want and how they want it. And what I'm proposing to you is the way what they want and how they're going to want that is going to result in them being in their own little group, their own little community inside of a larger community of people that you serve. All your customers will be broken down, will be stratified into these little communities. And so I want you to think about this because, as I said, with training of your people to collect information and then applying and then identifying those groups, those customers in those communities and serving them in a customized way so that when they get information from you, it doesn't look like they've received something that applies to every customer you have. And they look at it and they say, well, so what? That's, you know, yeah, he's got customers. I'm one of them. Big deal. But instead, when they receive information from you, they say, wow, that hits me right on the nose. You know, that's right smack in the middle of my interests. Wow, these guys, and maybe you could even say, dear Jim. You don't have to say, dear customer. You know, we have the capability now to do this. For you to reach out and touch these people and identify them in their own little community of your larger community and serve them in a very customized way. My friends, this is the silver bullet for the 21st century. And doing what I just said, doing it in person, whenever you, as much as you can, but connecting with them, not so much marketing to them, but connecting with them online, meaning the way you reach them, the way they allow you to give them information, the way they allow you to talk to them, to update them, to give them instructions on new ways to use your whatever it is you sell, information, news on the products, the industry that you operate in. All the different ways that you reach out and that you can reach out and touch these people, the more you can do it in these communities, the more you can customize it for them, the more they will feel like you know them. You may, it's like the old song about Cheers, right? Where everybody knows your name. People like that. Everybody likes that. No one doesn't like that. And you can do it, small business owners, better than anybody else. Big companies can't do this as much as you can. You've got an ability. This is an opportunity for you to really change things, to really turn things around. So I want you to think about communities. This is your silver bullet. As time goes by, as we go through this year, I'm going to be talking more and more about this, getting more into detail in what I'm calling the age of the customer. And this is a silver bullet. Building, maintaining, and serving your customers in their communities inside of your larger community of customers. Quick break, 20 after, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.